Hello and welcome to The Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the alleged bi-weekly podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I'm Mike Bowler, and I will be your host for this revamped show. Because I've been having trouble putting together an in-depth look at a single conspiracy, to keep the show alive and to start producing some content that you've patiently waited for, I'm going to change up a little bit and actually go into a weekly podcast and try to collect conspiracies in the news. There have been quite a few conspiracy popping up on even mainstream news sites on the internet, and I think it'll be an interesting idea to collect them up, present them as a weekly review show, and then every so often delve into a particular conspiracy that may be popular at the time. Or so for the week ending October 27th, 2017, here's the news stories from the world of conspiracies. First, we have the release of the JFK assassination documents. On October 26, by law, the JFK assassination documents were supposed to be released to the public by the National Archives. A law passed in 1992 stated that these documents would be released 25 years from that date after review for any national security concerns, living persons mentioned in these documents, and so on. With the eventual release of the documents on October 26, 2017. The law states that these documents were to be released unless the president finds a definite security, national security issue. And a lot of documents were released on the 26th. I've actually got them downloaded. I'm looking at them, roughly about 6,600 files of just PDF documents have been released. I'm trying to go through them now to see what's going on, why were these, maybe get an idea why these documents might not have been released, or why, what, if there was any redactions, so on. I'm just trying to get an idea what these documents are all about. I don't have really a good handle because I've only been through maybe about 20 of out of the 6,600 of them. But some documents were not released and were held up, and the current plan is to review them for over the next 180 days and then see about releasing these documents. And along the same lines, Alex Jones claims he's responsible for the JFK document release. Right Wing Watch reports that Alex Jones, the Austin, Texas conspiracy nutjob, claims that he was responsible for the release of the JFK assassination documents. On Alex Jones' show, InfoWars uploaded a broadcast in which right-wing political operative Roger Stone joins Jones to reveal their shared excitement and anticipation of the document release, which they expect will confirm their theories about the assassination. In excitement, Jones claims that InfoWars was instrumental in the decision to release these files. InfoWars was instrumental in lobbying the president, who made the right decision with great courage to release it, Jones said. It's happening, people. You're seeing it in 2017. Unfortunately, Right Wing Watch posts a video that doesn't match what was being said in their written report. Now, Jones does claim to play a part. He never outright claims he was responsible for the release of these documents. FBI releases the Sandy Hook file. The FBI, same week, earlier in the week, released its investigation file on what happened during the Sandy Hook shooting. Although heavily redacted, interviews with witnesses and evidence collected at the site, and of course, their investigation was released to the public through a General Freedom of Information Act publication on their website. I've been able to peruse some of these files, and one of the things that strike me was the FBI's investigating a number of Sandy Hook truthers who, for some strange reason, tried to make claims that were unsubstantiated. Like I said, I've just got these documents. I've started poking through them. There's really nothing that isn't earth-shattering as far as the official story, though there was a lot of information about Adam Lanza's and his mental state. He was autistic and had Asperger's syndrome, plus a possible third condition that was never mentioned. But certainly he had some serious social problems, and apparently these were exacerbated as he grew older, unable to socialize, and apparently this drove him into what he did. And then we have a study that shows the belief in conspiracy a mental disorder. This was the title of the headlines of the articles that I've come across, but a research article published August 9th of 2017, and I'm going to butcher the names here, Jan Willem van Pruyen, Karen McDouglas, and Clara DiNascendo, titled Connecting the Dots, Illusory Pattern Perception Predicts Belief in Conspiracies and the Supernatural. Having read the actual study, this seems to be more of another study into what is commonly referred to as pareidolia. That's the human's ability to detect patterns, images out of patterns, or information that isn't quite clear. The idea is that we have this part of our brain function is to be able to recognize threats, say some predator that is hiding, stalking us, and being able to immediately relate that there's a danger and being able to survive. This is actually a evolutionary, adaptation that gave us the ability to detect threats and being able to react appropriately to avoid being killed. Again, a survival instinct that we possess. And the study looked at it and found that some people are overly active in finding patterns. This is not anything new, at least as far as anyone who studies conspiracies, but the headlines are very deceiving, that calling it a mental disorder. This is certainly not I would not call it a disorder, because it is a beneficial condition. Now, we do see that a lot of people do find patterns where patterns don't exist. This is maybe something, but nowhere in the paper does it say or make any claim that this is a disorder. This seems to be what the news wants it to look like. The Las Vegas shooting. A number of conspiracies have popped up on this one since the shooting that occurred on October 1st, 2017. This is where a gunman opens fires on a crowd of concertgoers at a music festival on the Las Vegas Strip in Nevada, leaving 58 people dead and 546 injured. Stephen Paddock, who is the shooter, was able to smuggle a number of guns into his room at the Mandalay Bay Resort and proceed to open fire on the crowd below. Since this shooting, a number of conspiracies have popped up, questioning everything from how the guns got into the room, or was there a second shooter, or was the shooting faked? Of course, currently the most prevalent is the idea of a false flag shooting, that victims were actually crisis actors, and everything that was faked in order to create an outcry for the demand for stricter gun controls. And to date, none of these conspiracies have any merit. There was no second shooter, and there were actually people who were killed or injured in this event. Unfortunately, what seems to have also happened on Sandy Hook, many of these false flag believers believe that these are crisis actors playing a part to create a scene. And again, this is, of course, their motivation is the government wanting to take our guns away. And these people have taken to email and harassing the victims of this shooting. So that's conspiracy in the news.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
So as a kind of a wrap-up, the big story really is the JFK document release. And while it's still too early to tell what's really in these documents, what do the documents tell us? What do they mean? The surprising thing is there's very little in terms of the conspiracy world jumping to the various conclusions that they are known to do. So we'll see how that pans out. The Sandy Hook FBI files are another one of these. It's going to be interesting. Again, I don't see any emphasis on any revelations coming out of those documents. So again, another wait and see. So with that said, I'm going to wrap this up, the show up. I'm kind of in a mental block on some of my bigger topics that I want to cover. So I'm all summer. It's like I got to put something out. I got to get something out to the listeners. So seeing these stories pop up last week and the stories that have been popping up over the year kind of gave me the idea, and it kind of clicked all of a sudden to maybe do a weekly news show, and then with any luck, then punctuate it with maybe a more in-depth view of a particular conspiracy or conspiracy topic. So hopefully we'll see how this works out, how this all work. So I'd like to thank you for listening. Be sure to check out the Unseen podcast. It's one I've been on last Friday, October 27th, and we were talking about urban legends, and it was a really nice talk with Jim Garrison and Rick Nielsen, and of course the host, Paul Carr. It's a real fun show. If you're interested, check that out. And again, hopefully you'll hear we'll be hearing from me in about a week with the latest batch of conspiracy news, maybe some commentary thrown in. Thank you for listening, and good night.